And Mike on the Edge, 1550.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Out of the mouths of tards comes the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pull out. Don't pull out. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I wish I could quit you.
Stay in.
Ron Stallworth. Ron Stallworth recently retired and moved to Utah, an unusual move for a black man, but then Ron is an unusual guy. As an undercover cop, Ron, despite his blackness, managed to get appointed as a leader in the Ku Klux Klan. The fact that he accomplished...
Isn't that a movie?
There's been written about, there have been books about it. This guy actually lived it. The fact that he accomplished most of this over the phone had something to do with it. But now, 20 years later, Ron still carries his KKK card, signed by Grand Wizard David Duke.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Great big fart.
Quoting Ron, everyone said it couldn't be done. He says it was the most fun he ever had in an investigation. He also says it was one of the most important, uncovering two Klan members in the military who controlled the nuclear weapons triggers at NORAD.
Are you ready for some football?
Read everything you can about this guy, Ron Stallworth.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Now, Americans have, meanwhile, become more tolerant, more accepting of fat people. For better or worse, we aren't as disgusted as we used to be.
Yeah. Thank you.
A new survey finds a shift in attitudes toward the overweight in the last 20 years.
Great big fart.
In 1985, over half of us found overweight to be unattractive. Today, fewer than one in four of us feel that way. Now that two-thirds of American adults
Mike is really rubbing on his Buddha belly.
Overweight. Quoting one woman, I don't beat myself up.
Feeling fat today, big time.
Yeah. Yesterday was the heat and the cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Certainly. And the cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Well, I told you because I knew you'd bring it up. It's my own way of somehow punishing myself. Yeah, I had cheeseburgers today.
And candy bars.
And Snickers and Dots, which, you know, cements its reputation as not one of my favorite candies.
Great candy.
But now you know, at least.
From the Tootsie Corporation.
That's right.
And perhaps we've become more accepting.
You know, I don't know why. I ate the candy bar and the dots, and I shouldn't have had both. You know, I should have just eaten the dots and, you know, maybe left the Snickers bar for somebody around here to eat.
They're packed with peanuts.
Maybe Kevin.
He can use the energy.
You mean Kevin Pimple? There's a new kid that works here at the station. We have to introduce you to him tomorrow.
He just has to be on the show. He's one of these guys that just has to be on the show.
And I've already got his DJ name.
Yeah?
Bobby Blackhead.
He's a very nice young man.
He is a good guy, yes. And he's going to be on the show because we kind of like him.
Yes. And if he was ever an evil character like Spider-Man, his name would be Pizza Face.
Hey, Pizza Face, let's get Spider-Man.
Well, apparently we've become more accepting of fat people because now two-thirds of American adults are overweight. Quoting one woman, I don't beat myself up if I have a piece of cake. Of course, she's also the author of the book Fat Chicks Rule.
Thank you!
And finally, be careful where you put that thing. You'll poke someone's eye out. In Akron, Ohio, a man's facing domestic violence charges for throwing a sex toy at his wife, hitting her in the eye. Even with blurred vision and blood in her eye, she was able to dial 911. After six stitches, she and her eye and her toy are going to be fine.
Was it like a dildo? Is that what you're saying?
Like that.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
The itsy bitsy pimple.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Now. Yes. That's it. We've got to go. So that was your last story. A woman got hit by hit in the face
with
a dildo.
Hit in the eye with a toy.
Hit in the eye with a dildo.
Right.
Okay.
Dildo.
That's it. We got a ghoul. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you for listening, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I've got to go home and watch Crumbs.
Me too. I miss her a lot. We'll see you Monday.
What's poppin' tomorrow?
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
I said Monday, but tomorrow's Friday. We'll be back tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.